Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
It's time for the Tech Mobility Show with Ken Chester. Ken is a veteran journalist who doesn't always color between the lines. So, here he is, the host with the electrified personality, Ken Chester.
Real facts, real opinions, real talk. It's the Tech Mobility Show, America's program for news, information, and perspective at the intersection of mobility and technology. I'm Ken Chester, and let's get started. On the docket, fixing up America's downtowns, myths about cyber insurance, and finally, the EV tsunami is here. To add your voice to the conversation, be it to ask a question, share an opinion, or even suggest a topic for future discussion, call or text the Tech Mobility Hotline. That number is always 872-222-9793. Or you can email the show, talk@techmobility.show. And again, that is talk@techmobility.show. One more thing. Our YouTube channel is the place where I post short videos about topics we've previously discussed on the program, usually with a bit more information. We have a goal of 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year. And if you haven't already, please do consider subscribing to our channel. And if you have, a big thank you. From the Tech Mobility News Desk, I want to talk about Sony, and I want to talk about Honda, and I want to take your mind back. You may remember in the last couple of years, they have jointly announced that they are actually going to build an electric car together. Let that sink in for a minute. Sony, which is known for entertainment and programming, Honda, which is known for efficient, bulletproof cars, and they're coming together to create a brand new product and really a brand new vehicle. So many questions. Because what we haven't heard about the Sony Honda car, and by the way, it's called a Fiela. Let me spell it. A-F-E-E-L-A. How they got to that name, I don't know. But that's what it's called. Let's think this one through. In a crowded marketplace where everybody who's anybody that has dreamt about building an EV is either in the market or soon will be in the market in the next 2 years. Honda's late to the total EV thing, although they've dabbled in hybrids and they've dabbled in alternative fuels in the past. You might remember compressed natural gas Civic that they built for California back about 15 years ago. You might even remember the Insight, which was a plug-in hybrid, or even the Clarity, which came in three different flavors, from a full-blown pure electric, which was sold in California, and a plug-in hybrid, and then just a regular hybrid. The regular hybrid was available across all 50 states. But as far as Honda going alone, they haven't done it yet. Because even the Prologue, which is coming to market here in about the same time frame, is basically running on GM's commonality, GM's skateboard, and GM electronics using the Ultium battery. And Honda has a long history of leveraging their investment. But the question is, if they've got all that on their plate, what is the purpose of this? And it's called, the company's called Sony Honda Mobility Company, and a model called a Fiela. We don't know how it's going to be sold. We don't know who's signing up. We don't know how many they're going to build. We believe that Honda is going to build it in Ohio someplace because they're in the middle of spending about $700 million to trick out some factories to build EVs. Part of those will be Prologue. I would not be surprised if part of these may actually be the new Afila when they figure it out. Meanwhile, and this ought to blow your mind, the computer chips they're going to be running on? Qualcomm. And if that name sounds familiar to you, Qualcomm is a major player in cell phone computer chips. So let's see. We've got an entertainment company, we've got a cell phone company, and we've got an automaker, all coming together to generate a new kind of car in a kind of a new kind of way. And even Automotive News in their piece this summer referred to it as a computer on wheels that can be personalized like a smartphone, socialize like a social media platform, and make driving decisions like a human. That last part I'm not sure about, making driving decisions like a human. What kind of human? Were they in a good mood, bad mood, road rage, what? That I'm just asking for a friend. But they said, will not work without powerful microchips from Czech giant Qualcomm. Yeah, I don't know how this is going to work, but this particular vehicle, you know, somebody had to make a business case for saying, you know what? What we need in the mix with all this coming to market, because it's not rocket science. Everybody knew all these EVs are coming to market in the next few years. Why did Honda, and for that matter, Sony, figure that was a good time and a good opportunity and a good market to throw in a completely untested brand new brand? Just go for it. Now, fairness. It's not completely from scratch because you got Honda. So unlike a lot of the EV manufacturers that are learning from scratch like Tesla did, or buying parts from GM like a number are, or having a contract manufacturer build it like Fisker and some others, they've got Honda. So they've got that part lit. But, you know, it's not branded as a Honda. So will this vehicle, what kind of reputation will it have? What kind of performance are we going to hear about it? You know, when Lucid started, Lucid made a big deal years before the first one rolled off the assembly line of testing and competing, and they publicized it. And in fact, ironically, the Lucid Air did their durability and long distance testing on Honda test tracks in Ohio. Go figure. Nothing yet about the Afila. I don't know. I will tell you this, though. Qualcomm will supply the vehicle's high-spec microprocessor set called the Snapdragon Digital Chassis. And it's capable of, get this now, 800 trillion operations per second. I don't even know how you define that. What constitutes an operation? And why do I need so many? By comparison, chips in today's cars usually range from 10 trillion to 50 trillion operations per second. Bet you didn't know that. The Afila EV will have 45 sensors, including LiDAR, 8 cameras, expansive interior screens, and built-in AI. Yeah, that's all we need. More screens and AI. Right. You know, what could possibly go wrong, right? All the sensors and cameras, in theory, will enable level 3 self-driving capabilities. Yeah, this isn't exactly full autonomy. If you've been following the program for the last 5 or 6 years, you know that level 3 is what you might call conditional autonomy. Under certain situations, whether it's a geofenced area or highways or however it's mapped out, it's limited. Think more like today's Super Cruise or something like that, where for short spaces or under certain situations, you can take your hands off the wheel. Think of it like that. It is not full autonomy yet, although some people want to try it, but it's not. Level 3 is not full autonomy. Snapdragon's digital chassis includes Snapdragon Ride, the autonomous ride platform. So they're building into this car the ability to go level 4. But what's stopping everybody right now for going full-blown level 4 in a privately owned vehicle, by the way, Yes, there are vehicles in test, mainly robo-taxis. And if you've been following the program, and we've talked about it in San Francisco, and you know how that's going, not well. What's stopping it is legislation. They don't want to roll this out until the United States, at least nationally, figures out what autonomous vehicles look like, what they should be required to do, what the minimum standard is. And it's something I've been saying for years. There's no minimum standard relative to performance, to safety, to anything when it comes to an autonomous vehicle. And it really needs to be. There's been guidelines, and there's been suggestions, and there's been industry best practices, but nothing really that says, hey, if you build an autonomous car for retail sale in the United States, and we're going to let you do it, this is the minimum safety features it needs to have. This is the minimum default features it needs to have. This is the minimum cybersecurity features it needs to have. And we're going to compare apples to apples rather than apples to kumquats. And right now, that's where you're at. So it should be interesting to see how Afila does. I don't know why Honda would do this, but apparently they think there's a business case for it. It will be interesting to see how the market responds, whether the Honda faithful will go this way. Maybe they'll buy a Prologue. Maybe they'll wait, because Honda said towards the end of the decade they'll have their own product and their own technology on the street. But meanwhile, to be in the field, here we are. Two different directions with two different types of manufacturing. Should be real interesting at how this turns out and if this thing even sells. And, you know, if when they're going to open the order banks and to learn, maybe I'll get to drive one. And if I get to drive one, I'll certainly let you know, because I'd like to know how this thing operates. Because until now, I haven't even seen a prototype or anything. So there you go. Empty office buildings downtown and a lack of affordable housing. Sounds like a match made in heaven, right? Not so fast. You're listening to the Tech Mobility Show.
Are you tired of juggling multiple apps and platforms for meetings, webinars, and staying connected? Look no further than AONMeetings.com, the all-in-one browser-based platform that does it all. With AON Meetings, you can effortlessly communicate with clients, host virtual meetings and webinars, and stay in touch with family and friends, all in one place and for one price. Here's the best part. You can enjoy a 30-day free trial. It's time to simplify your life and boost your productivity. AONMeetings.com, where innovation meets connection. Get started today and revolutionize the way you communicate.
Did you know that you could still listen to past shows of Roadworthy Drive? Kent Chester here. With the change to the Tech Mobility Show, we've taken steps to maintain our vast library of past shows for your listening pleasure. Whether you want to listen to 1, 10, or 50 of our 1,000 shows, we got you covered. Be sure to visit roadworthydrive.buzzsprout.com or roadworthydrivemoment.buzzsprout.com and subscribe. There's no recurring commitment, and you can opt out at any time. We set the price super low so that access to the shows is easy and carefree. Thank you so much for your support. Real facts, real opinions, real talk. Roadworthy Drive is now the Tech Mobility Show. I'm Ken Chester, your host. Every week, I delve into the current trends and topics that impact you when it comes to mobility and technology. Things are changing fast, and I cover these topics in a way that's easy to understand. By tuning into the Tech Mobility Show, you can keep informed about the latest happenings with self-driving vehicles, auto finance, electric airplanes, and more. That's the Tech Mobility Show, heard each week on this very fine radio station. These days, everybody wants to be social, and we're no exception. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. We get to share additional content that you won't find on the show. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even TikTok. Yeah, we're there. You can find us at Tech Mobility Pod on Twitter and at the Tech Mobility Show everywhere else. Check us out and be sure to follow us.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Outstanding value in the luxury compact class.
The new AMC Concorde DL.
Introducing the AMC Concorde DL. A new luxury compact with no extra charge for its luxury. For no extra charge, you get a Landau roof with opera windows, color-keyed wheel covers and white walls, and velour individual reclining seats. The new AMC Concorde DL. The luxury Americans want. The size America needs.
It was a comfortable car, I'll tell you that. Yeah, AMC, about that time, was seeking an investment, got it from Renault, and one of the last cars they developed themselves before Renault shared some platforms with AMC, the AMC Alliance and a few others. The Eagle Premier was something they got from Renault, kind of a final present, and fun fact, before Renault sold their share in AMC to Chrysler in 1987, they built AMC a smack brand new assembly plant in Brampton, Canada. That's the one currently building Dodge Chargers, Chrysler 300s, and Dodge Challengers. Just let you gotta know. Still going on. If there's been one lingering effect on the pandemic on the general economy, it's been the major shift by thousands of office workers from downtown to suburban office spaces to home. The result has been a quiet implosion of the average downtown core economy. With all these empty and near-empty buildings downtown, combined with an acute shortage of affordable housing stock, it's a match made in heaven, right? And this is Topic A. Wall Street Journal talks about the city of Minneapolis. And in Minneapolis, back in the 60s, they said the downtown streets were so crowded that developers conjured up a maze of elevated walkways between buildings, providing winterproof avenues for office workers who filled the central city Monday through Friday. And it was so successful that I can count at least one other city that decided to do the same thing. 3.5 hours to the south. And that would be Des Moines, Iowa. Did the same thing. They both now have the same problem. I'll say it like this, and you'll understand in a minute. Mary Tyler Moore is lonely. And if you don't get the reference, it's the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And the actress played a employee of a television station based in Minneapolis. And it was so brought together that there is a statue in Nicollet Plaza right now of Mary Tyler Moore throwing her hat in the air, which is kind of the iconic thing of that show. Right now, there ain't too many people in Nicollet Plaza to even see it anymore. Stores, fast food spots, bakeries, barbershops used to line the covered temperature-controlled walkways, which linked new glass skyscrapers sprouting one after the other. Now, again, just like Des Moines, there's hardly anybody in there. So what's going on? What do we do? Depending on the city, and we've reported on this at some length, you're seeing anywhere from a 10 to as much as a 40% vacancy rate in downtown office buildings. How did we get here? Well, in the case of Minneapolis, back maybe 50, 60 years ago, downtown had a lot of housing in it. What happened? They leveled all that housing to build all these office skyscrapers, and for the next 40 to 50 years, people would commute in, work, have their lunch, do their cleaning, you know, buy all sorts of things, groceries on the way out, supported a basic infrastructure of a lot of small businesses that sprouted up around these office buildings to support the office workers. Unfortunately, these economies were strictly 9-to-5. By the time 6 o'clock rolled around, downtown was deserted in many of these communities. And that's the problem today. There's no infrastructure left, number one, if they're going to use or be able to convert office buildings. So let's talk about the actual conversion of an office building and why it's expensive and why it doesn't work most of the time. Let me ask you a question. Would you rent an apartment that had no windows in the bedroom, no windows anywhere? Place has no windows or maybe one window. Would you rent an apartment like that? The way that office buildings are laid out today, because of their very square shape, you're going to have either a middle that you can't use, or and you can't make it work. And let's talk about this. All the structures, the utilities, the plumbing, the communications that you'd have to bring to a floor for each and every apartment is different. And you're looking at millions, if not billions of dollars to convert an office building that can be converted. So what's the other choice? Well, you could demolish it. Yeah, but the problem is you're looking at a 25, 30, story skyscraper. That's prohibitive to clear the ground for what? You'll never make your money back for what it would cost you to even knock the building down, let alone repurpose it. We talked here maybe about 2 to 3 years ago about maybe repurposing parking garages, because we talked about, and this was even before the pandemic, at that time we were talking about if autonomous vehicles had fully came into their own, how many acres of parking across the country there would be freed up. And at that time, that number was 22,000 acres of freed up space downtown. And they were looking at maybe repurposing parking garages as apartments, but again, same problem. And maybe a little worse, because at least in office buildings on each floor, you have some utilities. In a parking garage, you wouldn't have any. In California, they were looking at ways to perhaps maybe build, when they were building new parking garages, make them multi-purpose so they could be converted. In other words, building a building that could change based on the needs going on. I don't know if that's still a plan these days with the pandemic changed everything. Here's another thing, and we covered this too. All these office buildings paid property taxes. If the buildings are half empty, the landlords can't pay the taxes. And worse yet, if they borrowed money to buy or build the building, they can't make those payments, meaning the bank's going to get them back. And, you know, the bank's going to end up being a absentee landlord, which is never good. Cities across our country are facing this problem. Now, here's what they'll tell you. They'll tell you that older buildings that aren't as high, that are a little older, maybe 40, 50, 60 years old, may lend themselves easier to being converted because of the nature of how they're built. If they're lower rise or, you know, they maybe started mixed use. The newer buildings, anything built from 1960s forward, are purpose-built for office buildings. And that is the problem. The construction just doesn't lend itself to convert, which is really a shame because, you know, we've talked about the lack of affordable housing nationwide, and you would think an empty office building would be a perfect candidate to convert, but it's not. Even with money from the city or the state or the feds, it's still a dicey proposition to build or to retrofit an office building to be, you know, residential. And okay, let's say you find some buildings that can be. Now, you don't have the infrastructure, grocery stores and cleaners and all the other things that somebody living in a neighborhood would want. Those are gone. If they survive the pandemic, it's by a hair. And, you know, they're not open after 5 anyway when people get off of work. So what are you going to do? That's the challenge we're in. And they estimate that industry veterans estimate that it's probably going to take decades to reformulate our downtowns. This is the second revolution. Just like the office buildings was the main revolution in the 60s, we're confronting something equally as big, only nobody has the answer yet. And nobody's figured out how to make it economically feasible for all parties. And that is going to be the challenge going forward. Cyber threats and cyber insurance, both are up this year. Coming up next, common myths about cyber insurance. You are listening to the Tech Mobility Show. Believe it or not, Tech Mobility Show has a website. Yep. Combined with all the other ways you can interact with us, our website is a great place to start. Learn more about the host, find us in the news, and even check out where you can hear our programs across the country on the radio. I know, right? Our website is a great place to learn more about us and our programming. Go to techmobility.show for more information.
Welcome to AONmeetings.com, your next video conferencing and webinar platform. Host your next virtual meeting or your paid webinar with registration and secure file sharing, break rooms, classrooms, and much more. With over 5 levels of security to know that your data is safe and secure and 100% browser-based, keep in touch with family and friends using the newest meeting platform. Go to AONmeetings.com to start your free 7-day trial. That's AONmeetings.com to start your 7-day free trial.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
the first half of this year, cyber insurance claims increased 12%, driven by an increase in ransomware and funds transfer fraud. Also, during the same period, claim severity increased 42%, with the average loss amount of more than $115,000 per claim. Cyber fraud's expensive, y'all, and this is topic B. Let me stop right here. I know what you're saying. Cyber fraud, all that stuff, that's big company stuff, or that's major city stuff, or no, it isn't. That's a myth we're going to tackle in the myths. And that's a problem, because they're looking more than ever before at the most vulnerable among us. So that's small businesses, that's small municipalities or you know, rural areas that don't have the money, the capital, or training to stay up on this stuff. Here's why they do it. They do it because not so much to get into your system, but by getting into your system and compromising that system gives them a lead into a much larger system. We talked about this a few weeks back, where we talked about New York State and how cyber hackers hacked into Suffolk County government servers and things with an eye towards getting into or gaining access to New York State systems. That's why that state in particular spending a lot of money, millions of dollars, and in fact increased substantially the amount of money they're spending to prevent cyber terrorism, because they realize they're only as strong as the weakest link. And that goes for us too. And this is from the insurance industry that I'm sharing this with. So let me quote. The cyber threat landscape has become more volatile, and as a result, we've seen claims more severe and more common than ever. And that's from Chris Hendricks, head of the Coalition Incidents Response, in a release. We need to talk about myths. So, if you are a small business person, or you work for a larger company, and maybe you work in accounting, or even IT, or maybe you don't work in any of them, but you work in an office, let me help you. Myth number one. This is mainly aimed at mid-sized to large businesses, but let's talk about it. My commercial general liability policy will offer protection. Most larger companies have something like that. Guess what? That's false, by the way. The commercial general liability covers a business for bodily injury and property damage claims as they relate to claims of negligence made by a third party. They're not intended to cover the financial loss of a third party. Meaning, if you get hacked and it costs money either to restore systems or change systems or beef stuff up or even lost revenue, no, your policy won't cover it. Here's one, and I'm going to say this one twice. This is myth number two. Insurance industry wants you to know this. My business is too small to need coverage. Let that sink in a minute. That's a myth. My business is too small to need coverage. The insurance industry says you're dreaming. It's a myth. Why? More than 80% of small and medium-sized businesses have been hit by a cyber attack, according to a company called MBroker, which noted 60% of small businesses close within 6 months following a cyber incident. Yeah, I'm going to read that again. Myth number two, my business is too small to need coverage. Your business is too big to go without it. Because in this world, and I can tell you, they take out your computer. And like, if you're like most of us, whether you operate through apps, you get email, your customers operate, you need access to the internet, regardless, whether it's on your phone, on your computer, whatever. Getting cut off from that, you might as well cut off a hand or a foot. And how long can you be down while you try to scramble and probably don't have the money or the resources to find the people you need to get you back online? And if you do, it's going to cost you money you don't have. It pays to be covered. Myth number three. I invested enough in cybersecurity to make cyber insurance unnecessary. This is medium to larger companies. Oh, we're good because we're good. We're prepared. We did all this stuff. We are not at risk. The insurance industry says that's a myth. Here's the fact. No matter how large the investment, no security system will be impenetrable forever. And this is according to broker Clear Group Insurance Management Limited. This is because cyber criminals are always working to refine their methods and are cooking up new attacks. And also, people make mistakes. Knowing this, hackers will continuously attempt to dupe employees into making errors. And I guarantee you, if you think about it over the past year, you've probably heard, read, or seen on TV at least one business in your community that got duped like that for a lot of money. It's happened at least a couple of times in Des Moines. Small businesses. Not large ones, small ones. Here's the thing. I liken this to back in the days, and if you're a certain age, you might remember having CBs or what they call radar jammers. And it was a constant fight with law enforcement because law enforcement would improve the quality of the radar, then you'd have to go out and buy a better jammer or better detection system. Then the state, some of them made that against the law, that you couldn't have one. And it was a constant arms race, so to speak. Cybersecurity is the same way. You're going to get better. They're going to get better. You're going to get creative. They're going to get creative. You need the insurance. That's what they're telling you. That no matter how well prepared you are, it's not a question of if, it is a question of when. And the when, how bad is it going to be? Is it going to be where they've knocked you offline for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, forever? You need to know. Myth number four. Again, this is more like to small businesses, particularly if you have most of what you do is in the cloud. You said, it's not on my computer. I am fine. My third-party cloud vendor assumes these risks. Truth of the matter is, Clear Group reported that when a cloud service provider suffers an attack and causes a business to become inoperable, it is the business that suffers first-party business interruption and other costs incurred to bring operations back. And I guarantee you, your contract with your cloud provider doesn't protect you if they get hacked. Read the fine print. Guarantee they leave you hanging high and dry and probably get an exemption for that. Myth number five. My business doesn't collect sensitive data, so I don't need coverage. Fact. Any business that relies on a computer system, even if it's just for banking purposes, can be impacted by a cyber attack. Sensitive data doesn't need to be accessed for a business to feel the effects of a cyber attack. Clear Group noted as simply being unable to access a vital system is enough to cause financial loss. Here's where I'll leave you with this. A lot of times it ain't about you. It's about getting through your system to get to somebody else. And you're just the easy way in. You are the low-hanging fruit. You're the most vulnerable part in that link. Don't be. Because the way they're going, nobody's taking prisoners now. And they're taking everybody. And trust me, even a couple hours in today's economy, cut off from the net, cut off from your cloud server, could be the difference of whether you're in business tomorrow or not. These are myths that the insurance company wanted you to know. You know that EV product tsunami I've been talking about? It's here, and that's next. We are the Tech Mobility Show. Did you know that you can still listen to past shows of Roadworthy Drive? Kent Chester here. With the change to the Tech Mobility Show, we've taken steps to maintain our vast library of past shows for your listening pleasure. Whether you want to listen to 1, 10, or 50 of our 1,000 shows, we got you covered. Be sure to visit roadworthydrive.buzzsprout.com or roadworthydrivemoment.buzzsprout.com and subscribe. There's no recurring commitment, and you can opt out at any time. We set the price super low so that access to the shows is easy and carefree. Thank you so much for your support. Real facts, real opinions, real talk. Roadworthy Drive is now the Tech Mobility Show. I'm Ken Chester, your host. Every week, I delve into the current trends and topics that impact you when it comes to mobility and technology. Things are changing fast, and I cover these topics in a way that's easy to understand. By tuning into the Tech Mobility Show, you can keep informed about the latest happenings with self-driving vehicles, auto finance, electric airplanes, and more. That's the Tech Mobility Show, heard each week on this very fine radio station. days, everybody wants to be social, and we're no exception. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. We get to share additional content that you won't find on the show. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even TikTok. Yeah, we're there. You can find us at Tech Mobility Pod on Twitter and at the Tech Mobility Show everywhere else. Check us out and be sure to follow us. Believe it or not, the Tech Mobility Show has a website. Yep. Combined with all the other ways you can interact with us, our website is a great place to start. Learn more about the host, find us in the news, and even check out where you can hear our programs across the country on the radio. I know, right? Our website is a great place to learn more about us and our programming. Go to techmobility.show for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th Birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
I've been telling you about this now for almost 2 years. The season of the EV is here, with more than 50 new models coming to the American marketplace in the next 18 months to 2 years, and this is Topic C. This comes from Automotive News. Future product plans for a number of manufacturers, both foreign and domestic, bringing products to American shores over the next few years. Now, granted, yes, EVs as a number have been small. But there are a lot of forces in the world, including a lot of automakers that have now just gone all in on EVs. So whether you like it or not, you're going to see a lot of EVs coming. I don't have time to go through all 50. So what I want to do in this last segment is maybe just concentrate on the domestics that are coming to give you an idea. Direct quote from Automotive News. Although some brands have yet to join the EV frenzy, a number have set dates later this decade when they plan to no longer sell products containing a gasoline engine, like Volvo and BMW. EVs still account for a small fraction of sales today, but automakers are counting on that percentage to rise quickly as they flood the market with hundreds of battery-powered models in the near future. And I stand corrected, Automotive News piece covers the next 15 months, 1 year, 3 months. And like I said, I'm not going to read them all. I don't have time. I'm just going to try to stick to the domestics, kind of give you a heads up of what's coming. We'll start with Buick. Buick had said its first EV will arrive by 2024, but it's not clear what Buick will bring to market first, but the brand did confirm the five-seat Electra E5 crossover from China late last year, while leaving room that the possibility the E5 could come stateside. Buick doesn't have plans to build an EV in North America next year, but could import one to the U.S. And GM confirmed during its investor day the Buick will sell an Electra EV in the U.S. in 2024, although the smaller Electra E4 will be for China only. So Buick. Cadillac. We talked about the Escalade IQ last week, and that was up over $130,000. But are you ready for this? No doubt you have seen the concept vehicle, the Cadillac Celestique. A sleek, futuristic-looking five-door electric sedan. I'm going to skip through all the things. Front and rear electric motors, 600 horsepower. Rear-wheel drive, steering, and all-wheel drive is standard. The price for this hand-built electric, top-of-the-line, oh my goodness, are you prepared to spend $340,000 for a Cadillac? Cadillac thinks so. My beef with this one, range will be just over 300 miles. For that kind of money, better be double that. That's me. Chevrolet, and this is where the game changes, people. Blazer EV. They're going to, should be starting here pretty soon by the end of this year. Chevy Bolt, originally going to be discontinued forever, but there was such a clamor, GM quickly developed one that will be on their new Ultium battery architecture, although there's no timetable when it's going to come back, but they have committed that it will be back. So there will be a small EV in the Chevy lineup. The Bolt may take hiatus, but it's not dead. And when it comes back, it'll be better. This is the one, this next one is the one I've been telling you about, and this is the one that's going to change the rules. The Chevy Equinox EV. A 2024 base model will have a 250-mile driving range, with higher price trims offering up to 300 miles. Chevy will continue making the gasoline-powered Equinox, long one of GM's best sellers, number two or number three after Silverado. GM builds and sells 25 to 30,000 Equinoxes a month. A month. So this is the one they're talking about getting to $30,000. They get this one to $30,000 in the LT trim. It's game on, and for some folks, it'll be game over, particularly if it does everything it's supposed to do. To accommodate the battery pack, the EV is 7 inches longer and 3 inches wider than the gasoline-powered one. But they're aiming for $30,000. The Silverado EV is already in production, and their base one's talking their work truck, their EV work truck, 450 miles of range. You're going to bring out a cheaper one that will have 350 miles of range. But basically, you're going to expect Silverado to be between 300 to 450 miles, I think, by the time they get this into full swing and get the retail models, it'll be closer to four than three. I really do. From the world of Stellantis, Dodge Challenger EV. They're expecting that to start happening in 2024. Charger EV, on the same platform, will also show up next year as a two-door model. That ought to be interesting. Because my question is, okay, how would this be different from the Challenger? Since it'll be on the same platform, built in the same plant, and both two doors. Not sure about that. They said the four-door version could go into production soon after. Like everything else out of the Brampton plant, the Chrysler 300, the Dodge Challenger, the Dodge Charger, all built on the same platform, the gasoline versions of all of them are over at the close of this year. By comparison, GMC is in the game, which makes sense because if you're building a Silverado EV, you should be able to build a Sierra EV. The GMC Sierra EV Denali Edition 1, first of three Pran trim levels powered by a pair of electric motors, get this now, a rating of 754 horsepower in a full-size pickup truck. The Dodge Hellcat with 707. What are you going to do with all that power? 400-mile range, which ain't shabby. Towing capacity, just shy of 5 tons. And a 0 to 60 time for a pickup truck full size, 4.5 seconds. Its 350-kilowatt charging system can inject 100 miles of range into the batteries in 10 minutes. Told you all that was going to happen. And they got more coming after that. What about Jeep? Thank you for asking. The name is Jeep Recon. This is a pure electric, eco-friendly off-roader inspired by Wrangler that will have removable doors and glass to offer open-air experiences. This goes into production next year. Wagoneer, because, you know, they're up there at the high end of the market, the big end of the SUV market. That EV, the Wagoneer SEV, upscale midsize entry with the design language that separates it from its larger three-row counterparts. So this is telling me it's going to be slightly smaller than the Grand Wagoneer, well, the Grand Cherokee and the Wagoneer. We'll see. They're talking about 400 miles, 600 horsepower, and a 0 to 60 time of 3.5 seconds, and they're going to build it starting next year and sell it around the world. I will be curious to see what that looks like. And to see if they can come up with a trail-rated one, which would be really, really awesome. It would be interesting. Before I leave, Polestar 3, and the only reason why I bring that up is because it's going to be made in this country and awesome. That brings us to the end of our program. Be sure to join me next time right here. This has been the Tech Mobility Show.
The Tech Mobility Show is a copywritten production of Tech Mobility Productions, Incorporated. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or any other use is prohibited without the written consent of Tech Mobility Productions, Incorporated.
Are you tired of juggling multiple apps and platforms for meetings, webinars, and staying connected? Look no further than AONMeetings.com, the all-in-one browser-based platform that does it all. With AON Meetings, you can effortlessly communicate with clients, host virtual meetings and webinars, and stay in touch with family and friends, all in one place and for one price. Here's the best part. You can enjoy a 30-day free trial. It's time to simplify your life and boost your productivity. AONMeetings.com, where innovation meets connection. Get started today and revolutionize the way you communicate.
Did you know that you could still listen to past shows of Roadworthy Drive? Ken Chester here. With the change to the Tech Mobility Show, we've taken steps to maintain our vast library of past shows for your listening pleasure. Whether you want to listen to 1, 10, or 50 of our 1,000 shows, we got you covered. Be sure to visit roadworthydrive.buzzsprout.com or roadworthydrivemoment.buzzsprout.com and subscribe. There's no recurring commitment, and you can opt out at any time. We set the price super low so that access to the shows is easy and carefree. Thank you so much for your support. Real facts, real opinions, real talk. Roadworthy Drive is now the Tech Mobility Show. I'm Ken Chester, your host. Every week, I delve into the current trends and topics that impact you when it comes to mobility and technology. Things are changing fast, and I cover these topics in a way that's easy to understand. By tuning into the Tech Mobility Show, you can keep informed about the latest happenings with self-driving vehicles, auto finance, electric airplanes, and more. That's the Tech Mobility Show, heard each week on this very fine radio station. These days, everybody wants to be social, and we're no exception. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. We get to share additional content that you won't find on the show. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even TikTok. Yeah, we're there. You can find us at Tech Mobility Pod on Twitter and at the Tech Mobility Show everywhere else. Check us out and be sure to follow us.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441, to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.